Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare
Saturday program in addition to our Sunday feast. So thank you all for coming. So we had an ecstatic kirtan for almost an hour and 15 minutes with Eklavya Prabhu, and we are very everyone is in bliss, right? Hariva?
Hariva.
Eklavya Prabhu. I would like to introduce His Grace Eklavya Prabhu to all the devotees. Most of us, we had good fortune to meet Eklavya Prabhu in previous years. Prabhu came twice to Richmond, the town of Richmond, and after again a gap of 2 years. Again, gap of 2 years, Eklavya Prabhu is kindly giving His association to all of us. So His Grace Eklavya Prabhu is a very senior brahmachari joined ISKCON back in 80s when he was 22 years old, and he joined in Europe, UK, and he's a very senior disciple of His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj. Prabhu has been traveling to different parts of the world, especially he's traveling in North America, based in India, Calcutta, and also traveling in Middle East and other countries. Prabhu is involved in many important projects in ISKCON. One of the projects is World Holy Name Week Project. Another, Prabhu served in various capacities in ISKCON. He served as a deputy for GBC and other committees. Prabhu has been preaching to different class or different audience in universities, in congregations, in different places. And Prabhu is a very expert in art of kirtan. Art of kirtan is not just playing instrument and singing. Art of kirtan, art of chanting holy names is from the heart. We see when Eklavya Prabhu chant how powerful the vibrations are. And also because of his sincerity and purity and dedicated service in ISKCON, GBC, Governing Body Commission of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, decided to provide the renounced order of life, sannyas, to His Grace Eklavya Prabhu in coming years. And Prabhu will be continuing his preaching mission all over the world. So we are very, very thankful to His Grace Eklavya Prabhu for coming down. And we would like to welcome him to ISKCON of Richmond by loudly chanting,
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
So now we'll get to hear from His Grace Eklavya Prabhu on the most important topic of holiness.
Om Jnana Chanandasya Nilanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Yukta Palkamalam, Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raghunathangitam, Thamsajivam, Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Deyam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhamitascha He Krishna Kuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sudhayari Hanumanu Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Nutaye Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tirame Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachayane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Asrata Deshatayane Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vedasacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasani Gaura
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
So it's my great fortune to be here this evening with so many wonderful devotees. Thank you all for coming to this kirtan evening with a little bit of spice of Harinam Katha in the middle. We don't have much because especially kids have limited tolerance for Harinam Katha. But everyone loves kirtan from age 8 months to 80.
Yes.
Everyone is ready for kirtan. But I would like to say a few words. First of all, I'd like to thank Raj Prabhu and Ramaya Mataji for having us in their beautiful home. Thank you for having us. Very grateful to you. There's one nice shloka in the Bhagavad Gita. It's in the 9th chapter, text number 14. Satatam kirtayanto mam nitantascha judhavataha namasyam tasyam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. That the devotees of the Lord satatam kirtayanto mam, 9:14. The devotees of the Lord are always engaged in kirtanam. They're engaged in kirtan. And they're chanting the glories of Lord Krishna. Satatam kirtayanto mam. Krishna says they're chanting my glories. Satatam kirtayanto mam. Yatantascha dridhavrataha. They're very determined. The devotees of the Lord are determined to always chant Krishna's names. It's not an easy thing, especially in today's day and age, when so many people are chanting the glories of so many different other people and so many different products, glories are being chanted on the television, very expertly done by expert jingle writers who create like a virus in the brain, and you cannot get those songs out of your brain. I know, because I was trained how to do that. And so often we find ourselves tempted to chant the glories of someone else other than Krishna. We may want to chant about the latest I this or I that. Aham mameti, I me, mine, I, my I device. So, it is very challenging in today's world. So we must be dridhavrataha, as Krishna says in this verse. Dridhavrataha. We must be very determined. And determination is one of the six qualities recommended by Rupa Goswami. We've been studying Nectar of Instruction. There are six qualities that are very much recommended as favorable to bhakti. Utsahan nisayat dayat tat tat karma pravartanat sangha tyagat sato vite sadbhir bhaktir prasidati. That utsaha, we should be very enthusiastic, nischayat, we should be confident, and dharyat, we should be patient. Sometimes this confidence is also translated as determined. We should be determined in our practices of devotional service. Tat tat karma pravartanat. We should practice these 9 processes of devotional service. Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmanivedanam. These are mentioned by Sri Prahlad Maharaj in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj, his son, "Oh, my dear son, please come sit on my lap and tell me what is the best thing that you learned in school today." So Prahlad Maharaj's answer was, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasam Sakyam Atmivani Vedanam. And Hiranyakashipu was mad with rage and threw his son from his lap and was about to kill him. Fortunately, there was intervention by the Supreme Lord. Do you know who came to help Prahlad Maharaj? Nrisingadeva Bhagavan ki.
Jai.
So if we're determined, like Prahlad Maharaj, then the Lord will help us. And actually, Kali Yuga is so bad that we really need the help of the Lord. And how do we know when the Lord is helping us? We know because He gives us the association of devotees. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shatri Khoi, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. Even one moment's association with a pure devotee, we get all perfection. And we have so many pure devotees sitting with us today that we've really hit the jackpot. You know? We've really got such good fortune that we can't imagine. One time in the early days of ISKCON, maybe there were only 5 or 10 centers opened at that time. One devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, "Srila Prabhupada, are there any pure devotees on the planet besides you?" Prabhupada asked his secretary, "How many devotees do we have in ISKCON now?" And the devotee said, "We have around 300 devotees now, Prabhupada." So Srila Prabhupada replied, "Then we have 300 pure devotees on the planet now." So by having the association of devotees, it gives us more encouragement, more impetus to chant. Just like we just chanted for more than 1 hour, I would be very much hard-pressed to do that alone. But in the association of devotees, it becomes easy.
Right.
It's like, well, maybe we should stop because Prabhuji said we should speak something before the 2 hours get over. But otherwise, it was going so nicely, could have just gone another hour, no problem. Gone right for prasadam. So we're so fortunate. We have the Association of Devotees, we have kirtan, we have prasadam. Recently I was in Mayapur and I went there to put my mother's ashes in the Ganga. Her birthday is the 22nd. What's today?
Today's 22nd.
No, today's 21st.
21st.
Tomorrow's her birthday. So I'm remembering her. Last night also I mentioned the story how she kissed those two girls and I learned that technique, you know, how to stop fights from her. So I mentioned how mother's first guru. So she's on my mind. So I learned so much in bhakti from her. So one thing I learned from her was after she left the body, I took her ashes to the Ganga. And there was a beautiful samskar performed by Bhadra Charu Prabhu, who trained Manoram Prabhu. Very beautiful samskar. We're on a beautiful boat on the Ganga. We're doing Ganga
maybe
Puja.
Everyone can come forward.
It was very, very sweet.
So that it'll be easier. Everyone is struggling too.
We're on the boat and there was a beautiful Ganga Puja going on. And I had purchased all kinds of Mahaprasadam at the Mahaprasad stall to offer. Kind of pindadan kind of thing. And Bhadra Charu Prabhu, he told me that whatever you offer into the Ganga for your departed, dearly departed relative, the Ganga is like delivery system. She can take whatever Mahaprasad you put and wherever your relative is, Ganga will deliver that Mahaprasad. So I purchased pizza and cakes and all kinds of nice Mahaprasadam from the Mayapur Mahaprasad stall. And I put everything in the Ganga and we did all the rituals and we put ashes in the Ganga. And then we took Ganga Snan and we went back to the temple. Now at that time I was just about to leave Mayapur to come to the West for preaching Krishna consciousness. And before leaving Mayapur, I wanted to go to Srila Prabhupada's Samadhi Mandir. Who here has been to Mayapur? Yes, Mataji. So, next question. Who here has been to Srila Prabhupada's Pushpa Samadhi Mandir in Mayapur? You've been?
Okay. The only one.
Beautiful place, huh? Beautiful place. And you can really feel Prabhupada's presence there. Very strong presence of Srila Prabhupada. And there's a murti, brass murti, that's three times the size of Prabhupada, like Lincoln Memorial kind of thing, you know? Really big murti of Srila Prabhupada. Not as big as Lincoln, but really big murti of Srila Prabhupada. And I was offering my prayers to Srila Prabhupada. Please bless me that I can go and preach Krishna consciousness in the West. And I prayed on my mother's behalf also. So as I was leaving the samadhi, walking out the door, I turned to have one last darshan of Srila Prabhupada. And as I had that darshan, I got a very strong realization. Would you like to hear that realization?
Yes.
That realization was that I've been in this material world for millions and millions of lifetimes, through millions and millions of different species of life. Brahmanda, Bharate Kon,
Bhagavan
Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai, Bhakti Lata Bij. That the living entity is wandering in this material universe, sometimes in the earth planet, sometimes in the higher planetary systems, sometimes in the lower planetary systems, Abrahma Bhuvana Loke Punar Avartino Juna Mahamukhe Chatukranteya Punar Janmana Vittite. That these are all planets of birth and death. Srila Prabhupada compares it to a Ferris wheel. If you go to a fair, a state fair, you see a big Ferris wheel, people sit on it, and it goes up, and then you're at the top, and then it goes around again, you're at the bottom, and it goes around again, you're at the top, then at the bottom. So this material existence is like that. Sometimes we're in the earth planet, and then we're up in Swargaloka, and then down to Patalaloka, and then back to earth planet, and then back to Swargaloka, and then down to Patalaloka, and all the planets in between, and we're going up and down and up and down, and sometimes in a dog's body, roof, roof. Sometimes in a cat's body, sometimes in an elephant body, sometimes in a fish body, all kinds of different bodies, sometimes tree. Trees don't make much sound, like ruffling the feathers, the leaves a little bit. So many different lives. And I got this life, I got human form of life, and my realization, O Srila Prabhupada, is that of all the lives I've ever had, this one is probably the best. I have association of devotees, Krishna Prasadam, Darshan of Jagannath, Kirtan, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, so many scriptures, and hearing wonderful lectures by so many devotees, and then getting a chance to offer prayers to the Lord. And not only that, but in this lifetime, I have the good fortune to be able to endeavor to share Krishna consciousness and travel around the world doing that with no material encumbrances, with no material attachments. So a very unique situation. So I was very, very grateful to Srila Prabhupada and also to my mother who gave me this material body that I could utilize for this service. All right, if you want to cook prasadam, you need a pot for cooking. So if you want to practice bhakti, you need a pot. So this like human body is like a pot that contains a soul by which we preach. So this realization, I was so grateful, and it actually brought me to tears, which I never really experienced that level of gratitude before. So if we just meditate on what Srila Prabhupada and his devotees have provided for us, then a great feeling of gratitude comes in the heart. And then the question comes, how to repay this debt? So Srila Prabhupada said that there's no way that one can repay the debt to the spiritual master, but one should try. One should endeavor. Bharata Bhumate Brahmanda Brahmate Korn Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasad Bhaktilata Beach. We're just wandering through so many millions of universes, and we're just so fortunate that now we have a human birth, so we should make the best utilization of it. And there's another nice shloka in Chaitanya Charitamrita that speaks about those who are born in Bharat Bhumi. Bharata Bhumite Hoy Manusya Janmajar Janya Saskaka Kari Hara Upakar. And those who are born in getting a human form of life, especially those born in Bharat Varsh, they should make their lives successful by becoming Krishna conscious. And then they should help others to make their lives also successful, to make their lives also Krishna conscious. So this is our good fortune, that we have this great opportunity to participate in this wonderful movement, to become Krishna conscious and share Krishna consciousness with others. So in the age of Kali, it is said in Brihad Narada Purana, Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kaluna Steva, Nasteva, Nasteva, Gatiranyata. And in the age of Kali, one should chant the holy name, one should chant the holy name, one should chant the holy name. There's no other way, no other way, no other way. So this great gift, matchless gift of Harinam, we can endeavor to chant. We can share this with others. I was very impressed upon coming to Raj Prabhu's beautiful home today. There's a wonderful altar in the back. Please have darshan, if Prabhuji permits you, before leaving. It's a special private altar. And Prabhuji is very inspired by the teachings of Srila Ramanujacharya. And I was just meditating on, there are two aspects of the teachings of Srila Ramanujacharya that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has adopted in his practices. And one of them is unalloyed devotional service that is not tainted by karma or jnana. Anyabhilasita shunyam Jnana karma anavratam anukulyena krishnanu shivanam bhaktir uttamam. That bhakti or devotional service should be performed without any contamination, any tinge of desire for a fruit of results, karmic activity, mafaleshu kadachana. We should not desire the fruits of our activities. And we should not be desiring liberation, mukti. We should not desire this impersonal liberation. We should just desire pure devotional service, birth after birth after birth. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu writes in the Shikshastikam, Nadanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhaktir ahoy tukitvare. This shloka really touched my heart when I read it for the first time. It helped me very much come to Krishna consciousness and also fanned some flames of desire for renunciation also. Nadanam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays, I do not want wealth. Najanam, I do not want fame or followers. Nasundarim, I don't want beautiful women, or for women, I do not want beautiful man. Nakavitam, I don't want to go to the heavenly planets. Mama janmini janman ishvare, just birth after birth after birth, all I desire, ahoitaki bhakti twayi, is your unmotivated devotional service. When I read this for the first time, I was just received Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1 in the airport, JFK Airport. I was traveling to the UK and Ireland. I was a long-haired, hippie, rock and roll musician. And I had some fame, and I had grown up in a wealthy family. And when I read this, I was so amazed. I say, everyone in the world is chasing these things. But he doesn't want any of these things. He only wants unmotivated devotional service. And I had no idea what was unmotivated devotional service. So I said, let me make this a goal in my life that I should at least understand what pure unmotivated devotional service is. And I was thinking, I should read this prayer every day. So I started reading it. And within a few months, all my long hair came off. And I looked like this now. So this is the mood of Srila Ramanuja Acharya, that he just wants pure unmotivated devotional service without any tinge of material desire, no jnana, no karma, none of these things. And another wonderful aspect of the teachings of Srila Ramanuja Acharya that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced was the principle of Vaishnav Seva, offering service to the devotees of the Lord. And we see how this principle is so wonderfully exemplified by our hosts this evening. They invited all of us into their home. And Mataji cooked for everyone in the mood of Vaishnav Seva. Prabhuji opened up his home to us so we'd have some facility to chant together, to do our drilla vrataha, to be determined in our chanting, because we can't be determined in our spiritual life unless we have the association of devotees. At the end of the day, all we have is each other. And we need the association of devotees to practice devotion. Srila Prabhupada said, anyone who thinks they can perform devotional service alone is experiencing a hallucination. So it's not possible to do alone. We need the association of devotees. And that's why Srila Prabhupada created ISKCON, Antarashtriya Krishna Bhavanvit Sangha. Because with this Sangha, we can come together and hear and chant. Therefore, it's so critical, it's so crucial that this Vaishnav Seva is there, that we serve each other by giving each other opportunity to hear and chant about Krishna, and also inspire each other to chant. Because we have another nice shloka in Nectar of Instruction, Dadati Pratigrinati Guyamakyati Prachati Bhuktevo Jayate Chaiva Shadvedam Priti Lakshanam. That Dadati means to give charity, and Pratigrinati means to receive charity. What is the greatest charity? The greatest charity is inspiration to chant the holy names. So if we can give that gift or facilitate the environment where that gift and exchange can take place, we're performing the greatest of Vaishnav services, the greatest Vaishnav Seva. So I'm very happy that we can be here this evening to share this great gift of Vaishnav Sangha. Thank you for having us. Satatam kirtayanto mam yantantas cha dridhavrataha namasyantas cha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. That the devotees are constantly engaged in the service of the Lord. Nitya, constantly. Nitya yukta. Yukta means yoga, to connect. Upasate. They're constantly doing this connection. And the greatest connection in Kali Yuga is the chanting of the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I'd just like to conclude with one short story. One time, Sanatan Goswami was living in Vrindavan, and you know what Sanatan Goswami is always doing. He's always chanting the holy names. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So one time, one gentleman came to Sanatan Goswami, and he said, Sanatan Goswami, please give me the most precious thing that you have. So he had heard that Sanatan Goswami had a touchstone. What is it called in Hindi?
Chintamani.
Chintamani or something money? Paris money? Some kind of money, money. It's a touchstone. If you touch this stone to anything, Paris money.
Paris money,
that's right. If you touch the Paris money to anything, it turns golden. If you touch the cup, you get a golden cup. If you touch the harmonium, you get a golden harmonium. If you touch your iPhone, you get a golden iPhone. That's a cheap way to get one. So, this person, he heard that Sanatan Goswami had one. So he said, please give it to me. So Sanatan Goswami said, all right, you take it. So then he said, oh great, where is it? And he says, it's in that hole over there where all the khatra is going. All the banana peels, all the aam peels. Everything is there. So the gentleman very eagerly went through all the khatra and he found the Paris money. And he went and he was turning the tree into gold and the table into gold and the chair into gold and everything into gold. Gold teeth, everything was nice. He was very happy. But then he was scratching his head. He was thinking, there must be something more valuable. Why would Sanatan Goswami keep the Paris money in the khatra? In the dustbin. So then he went back to Sanatan Goswami and he said, Sanatan Goswami, you must have something more valuable than this. Please give me your most valuable thing. So then Sanatan Goswami said, yes, I have something more valuable. Please give it to me. And then Sanatan Goswami said, there's one condition. And the man said, what is it? And he said, you have to take the Paris money and throw it in Jamuna. So then he didn't want to do it, but he's like, well, if I really want the most valuable thing, oh, he threw it into the Jamuna. And then he said, please give me the most valuable thing. So then Sanatan Goswami gave him the most valuable thing. Do you know what it is?
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
So this chanting of Hare Krishna is the most valuable thing. And by this chanting, we'll kick out all desire for karma, all desire for jnana. We can cultivate pure devotional service. And we can serve the Vaishnavas by sharing enthusiasm to chant the holy names. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
So now we'll have our last round of kirtan and then after that we'll have prasad. So
ask them if they want to sit or they want to dance. Huh? Do you want to sit or do you want to dance?
Both. So we'll start with slow and then we'll start and dance.
Yeah. Rio.
So let this kirtan be the most transforming kirtan of our life. We should feel a transformation after this kirtan. Are we determined? Dhridharata.
Yes.
Hari Bol loudly and with heart.
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Shiva Shiva. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, His Divine Grace for the A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parirajakacharja Asatarasita Sri Shrimad. His Divine Grace for the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Srila Namacharja Haridas Thakur Ki Jaya. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jaya. Prem Sagho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shamakun Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jumuna Mai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai, Yuga Dharma Harinam Sankirtan Jagya Ki Jai, Brihat Murdanga Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai, Sri Sri Gornitai Ki Jai, Sri Sri Doyal Nitai Gornataraj Ki Jai, Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki Jai, Shri Ranganath Ki Jai, Tagore Premanande. Oh, glories to these humble devotees.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, glories to these humble devotees.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, glories to these humble devotees.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Shri Guru, Shri Shri Gauranga. Oh, glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutaya Shri Krishna Bhaktivinoda
Swamishwara. Narsimha prayers and then the Sri Ram Gaan.
Sri Ram? Come.
Narsimha prayers.
Yeah.
Narayan ki jai. Malad Maharaj ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Tagore Premanande.
So once again, we would like to thank Raj Prabhu and Ramya Mataji for hosting us. And Ramya Mataji cooked the amazing prasadam feast for all the devotees. So, if in order, we want to start prasad. Mahaprasade Govinde,
Mahaprasade Govinde,
Nam Ramane Vaishnave,
Nam Ramane Vaishnave.
Three of them.
Yeah.
They broke in the middle, the clay part?
They broke. One went inside, and the other one, a little bit of a crack, and it was gone. Yeah, and then this is the third.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you... I think we're going to take D.
This time?
No, D. Maybe some fruit also. I see some papayas.
That's grapes. It's cantaloupe.
Oh, okay.
I'll ask if she has something to eat.
No, you can ask her. Very good. I was in ecstasy when you went into the, like, what we call the Chaitav or the Dajna Kav. You know, the Jaya Jaya Jaya. You caught that.
Yeah. I always
this is a good one.
Are you still there? No, I
this is like a balloon.
Oh.
So if you close it without letting the air out, it will pop.
So I want to close this one probably.
Then we have to go like this. You understand the principle?
Yeah, yes.
When you push these up, it makes a hole, and the air comes out here. So if you close this without pushing something, when the air has nowhere to escape, it will come out here. It'll make a hole in the bellows. It's like popping a balloon, right? So whenever you close your nose, you have to hold down your teeth. We just grouped, you know, like in a steady, like double time for about an hour and 10 minutes.
Mother Prabhu sang it, right?
What's her?
Mother Prabhu.
Mother Prabhu?
Mother Prabhu. Mm-hmm.